Okay, so you, the Goddess Gemeinde came to your house in 1964.
Yeah.
They started. Who contacted you, or how did you get in touch with the Goddess Gemeinde?
Somebody from Mexico went to Kitchener. You know, there was
the Goddess Gemeinde in Mexico.
No, from the old Kenya went to Kitchener. You know.
Oh yeah.
Freisen, you know.
And which Freisen?
That's from the Freisen. Henry Freisen was a new guy. Was a Biwaka Road one. Dem den Bruder.
What was his name?
Bin ich dem Inferno.
Okay.
Da wir in Drigeschm Jahre was er Montes hier. In der wir mal Kitchener gehen. From Mexico, thinking 54, 55. And they were in the footspeed of Goddess Gemeinde.
Oh, there, the Goddess Gemeinde had a church there already?
Yeah, in Kitchener.
Did they have work in Mexico then already too?
No. Diga started in Mexico a year ago.
Oh, just recently now?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's only a year old.
Oh, okay.
Maybe a year and 6 months, something.
Yeah.
And
I knew that there was a Goddess Gemeinde in Mexico. I didn't know how long I'd been there, though. That's all.
Yeah. But anyways,
okay. So in 54, 55, they had already come from to Kitchener from Mexico, these phrases, and they had attended the Goddess Gemeinde there.
Yeah.
In Kitchener. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then?
And they told them they came with the Goddess Gemeinde down to our place, Alliance.
You knew the phrases?
Yes, a little bit, not much. But I was open for anybody. You know?
Sure. Uh-huh.
And then they had service there a few times, and it was about... Usually there were around 85 to 95 people at our place. Just in really all house, you know. And they had service there, you know, about 4 or 5 times. Then
who were the ministers who came in from the Goddess Gemeinde? You remember?
They are not with the same Goddess Gemeinde anymore.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay, who were they though, anyway?
Plot was his name.
First name, do you know?
No.
P-L-E-T?
I think so.
And who else?
And then, no, there was an individual fellow, but his name is Meyer, you know.
M-E-Y-E-R.
Yeah, but he was not a preacher, but he was really pushing it.
You know. He came from Kitchener, too.
Yeah. Plett. That was German fellows, you know.
And Plett was a minister of Goddess Gemeinde
at
in
the time.
Kitchener.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive. He started a different church. Now.
Oh, where?
In Kitchener, too.
Not Goddess Gemeinde?
Yeah, it's called Goddess Gemeinde, too, but not with the same ones together.
Mm.
They split it. He split it to here about 5 years ago.
Oh, I see.
And but anyway, they were at our place, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then Mr. Dave Friesen, Mr. John Friesen, all at once came to our place too, you know. So they had a few services there, and
at your place too.
Yeah. So there was two of them, you know.
One night it'd be the other guys, and one night or at the same time, or
no, never at the same time. Oh no, that was really far apart, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, this was didn't continue on every Sunday. You know?
Oh, just occasionally they would
occasionally,
come in.
Yeah. That went on for about a year like that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I went and bought benches already, you know, for 60 people to sit, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when Mr. Friesen came down, and at that time I went, there was a church there at Crosby Hunter, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was a United Church, you know. And then the church wasn't used anymore, but the benches were there and the piano was there, you know, and everything was there, you know. Even the furnace was in it, you know. So I went to the counselor who owned the church, you know, because I was sick of having it at my place, you know, to the United Church. I went and bought it, and I asked him, the neighbor down there, if I could rent a church somehow. He was a United, you know, just English people, you know, mm-hmm. Farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Clarence Wilson is his name.
Clarence?
Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
That was right at the corner of his lot, you know. That's an old church, must be about 100 years old.
Okay.
Just a small church. And he told me, don't say it to anybody. I'm going to buy that and I rent it to you. So I say, fine. That's good. So after a week or two, one of the ministers came down here, or from the church board somebody, I would say, I think he was. He came to me and asked me, did you ask him to rent that church? I said, yes. What do you want it for? I said, I have service there. And he asked me, is there no dances or liquor or anything going on? Go? No, I said, state service, that's all. Playing. I said, music going to be there. So I went, and then he told me, would you come to a meeting if you have a meeting? I said, yes. When could I come? You know, when I was working on construction at the same time. You know. I say, I only can come at 9 o'clock at night. You know, only say, more or less, you know, it was a Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. So the whole church was, the church board guys were at the meeting, and they had a meeting in Springfield at the United Church. They had a meeting there, you know. They asked me what I wanted. Like, I didn't know what I wanted. Like, I asked, do you want me to come to the meeting? You know? They asked me if I didn't want to buy it. I told them I didn't have no money. Well, we sell it to you for a reason. Well, I say, and then he told me, finally, Diana, we say, we'd like to get an offer. We like the thing that you're doing. You know? And we'd like you to put an offer on it, you know. Okay, finally, I say to them, what I do, I give you $500 for the church plus the property, everything, the way it sits there, the furnace and the benches and piano and everything, and I give you $500 for it to pay it off at $30 a month, no interest free until it's paid off.
Everything for $500?
Everything for $500. And it happened. I said, off for them. Well, we see if you accept the offer, you know. So I had to go out for a while. And then after 15, 20 minutes, he told me to come in. He said, we accepted the offer. And he said, no, the only thing we're not going to do, we don't going to give you the keys until you pay us the first $30. Because I told him I wouldn't give him even $30 down. You know, it's supposed to be in a month's time from now. But during the week, somebody came down and brought me the keys for the church. He said, I trust you. We trust you. Hmm. And but then something at the lawyers, I had to put $200 up in a month. I don't know exactly why. I forgot what it was.
Did you then sign papers?
Just a few papers. That was just a little agreement.
Bill of sale, a little agreement with the church.
But anyways, then at the time I didn't know who to let him have. But at the time what I wanted the church for, you know, and the other thing what was between there, like Ben Peters, you know Ben Peters, and my brother Dave, they were singing quite a bit on tapes, you know, or churches, you know. They went to around different churches and sing, you know. And they went quite a few times to the Pentecostal church and so on. And at the, between all that time, we went once 6 months to the Pentecostal church in Tulsaway, English Pentecostal church. Mm-hmm. And
when was that? You attended there for 6 months?
For 6 months.
You know what year that was?
That was just before the Mr. Friesen came down here.
Dave Friesen. So it would have been...
I think 64, that's when he came.
Yeah, 65, 64. Yeah, I think Friesen's came in 65. So.
We attended that study, you know, that church.
For 6 months?
For 6 months. Because we really enjoyed it.
When did you buy this Crossley Hunter Church?
Just before Mr. Friesen came down. That was during that time that I had contact with the Pentecostal too.
Oh, and then the God's Combined, you were also having services at your place?
You were having services at my place too.
And then Friesen's came and had services at your place, and then after that you went and bought the church?
No, yeah. No, I had a church already bought when Friesen's had a service at my place.
Oh.
But I kept it secret.
Oh,
I didn't tell him, you know, start with.
How come?
I didn't know who to go with.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I didn't know who to go with, you know. And then, as soon as I bought that church, you know, Mr. Friesen didn't know the whole thing about it, you know. I just said we can have service there, and then Mr. Friesen had service there.
He was the first one then
who had the service? Yeah, the first one had service.
So you decided that they should be the ones who have a church then?
Yeah, had the services there, yeah. And then...
Did they have services in your house?
Yeah, they had a couple services at my house.
First, and then you...
Then I took them down to the church and had services there. And I didn't know what to do.
What year was that, 65?
I think 64.
64?
Yeah.
What time of the year?
It was during all middle of summer.
Okay.
And we had services there and at the church, you know, and I didn't know exactly who to let it have, you know. And sometimes I felt pretty bad, you know. Because I had too much, in a way, too much authority. Because I owned the whole building, you know, the whole church, you know, just by myself. Nobody knew how the business would, how the thing was operated, you know. Not even Dave Friesen didn't know. Mm-hmm. Not even John Friesen when they had a service. Mm-hmm. In fact, John Friesen had a first service there. And, but the reason I...
How did you manage to pay for it then?
I don't think I stuck a dollar into it or something.
Oh, was offerings...
Yeah, they put up offerings almost, not the first time, the first or second, you know, they started with offerings, you know. And they asked me how should things should be done, and, you know, up to a certain point, we agreed really good, you know.
Yeah. Now, you're going to say the reason for what?
I didn't know who to let it have, you know, but it seems like in one way there was a lot of pressure on me. Because my wife didn't like them, the Friesens, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had to push, really push, so that I could have let the Friesens have it, you know. I had to do all I could, you know. And my uncle, for instance, even Colonel Peters, you know, and his wife, you know, oh, were they against him, to start with, you know.
Yeah.
Especially his wife, you know, they gave me, you know, a lot of backup, you know, problems, you know. And I had to really push to let him in there, you know. And then finally I couldn't take it because, you know, I had too much pressure on one side and pressure on the other side, you know. And all at once I was tired, and I told Lee Friesen, you take it over. This is my papers, and that's what I got in it, you know. And I got my money out of it. No profit, but, you know. We're at the time, I already was offered $2,000 profit, but I didn't want to do it out of the church.
Oh, yeah. When did you give it to Friesen then?
I think after a couple of months.
You know what? You don't know what month?
No, but I did. I don't know. You know, don't sit to me exactly how I dealt with Friesen. You know, we must have went swoon because if not, I forgot not exactly how we did it, you know. Because it was no problem, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't know what kind of problem. I didn't tell him at the time.
Oh.
And then we attended that church, I think, for 6 years or something.
The EMMC?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And you then stayed with them at the Cross of the Hunter Church?
Yeah. Until this church was built.
Did you help build their church here then?
Yeah, I helped build the church here then too.
Were you involved in the negotiations there for property or anything like that?
No. They did that more on their own. You know, they brought the problem with in one way, Mr. Friesen did, you know. Because at that time, my uncle went from the old Kinnear to the AMMC church. He was the ones, like...
Which uncle?
Henry.
Oh, Henry.
He was a preacher at the old Kinnear, you know.
Yeah.
And at that time, he started attending Mr. Friesen, you know. Like, he brought all the people in. And to him, I went for a suggestion, who should I let have the church and things like that, you know.
To Henry Peters?
Yeah.
Oh.
He would advise me who should.
And he suggested the Friesen?
Friesens, yeah.
Well, did the Goddess Community people continue to come to your...
They continued to come, but Uncle Henry said that wouldn't be the right thing to do. He said, take the...
How come?
He didn't he said, we're attending entirely something we don't know, you know. It's not even a Mennonite background.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. And he said that there's something there, you know, that we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't get on. He said that he didn't think it was the Lord's will to do it.
So
my uncle and Dave Friesen worked together for a couple of years.
Henry Peters. But he was still Old Colony minister then.
Yeah, he still was, but he didn't attend it anymore. He couldn't. He kicked him out.
Oh.
The Old Colony kicked him out.
Yeah. How long was he minister for them then?
First he was, I think, about 4 years, 5 years minister for the Old Colony. And then he went away, and actually he started that, you know, he opened the door for Dave Friesen to come in.
Oh. He invited Friesen to come up here?
He didn't invite him. My brother Isaac invited Friesen really to come down.
Oh.
But Mr. Friesen...
Isaac knew them from Manitoba.
Yeah.
He gotten to know John Friesen there.
Yeah. And he pushed Mr. Dave Friesen down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But Uncle Isaac Henry opened the door for Dave Friesen. You know.
And he brought people to meetings and things
to
like
meetings,
that?
To meetings,
like,
yeah.
To your house and then...
Well, to the start, but when they were even at the church, you know, they always was working, they were working together, you know.
Who?
Dave Friesen and Henry Peters.
Henry Peters.
Yeah. It was just the two of them there, you know. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, unthankful, Dave Friesen, when he had a meeting, you know, Uncle Henry wouldn't do exactly the way Dave Friesen wanted, you know. And Dave Friesen thought he knew better, you know. So the two of them was...
It was a little clash.
Was a little clash, yeah, you know. And he had different backgrounds, you know. Mm-hmm. And, but then there was a meeting there, and Dave Friesen asked in the meeting, should we let Uncle Henry preach, you know?
That was at the Crosley School?
Yeah.
Church. Pretty soon, I mean church, pretty soon after it started there at the church?
Yeah, after a few months. Mm-hmm. And not preach, bring the enlightenment when he went down.
Opening.
The opening, you know, or something. That's what he was doing. Because he was asking me, Dave Friesen made a mistake because my Uncle Henry thought he was a preacher, what he was supposed to have been from the old colony. You know. And he made a mistake because, not that he did it willingly, I got nothing against Dave Friesen, you know, because, but I think he did all of the best he knew.
Sure.
But he asked him, after it ran for quite a while, you know, Henry Peters told me, Dave Friesen is asking me every Sunday, do you want to make the opening? And I think we are working together. Why does he ask me that, you know? And then after that, he asked that at the meeting too, you know, if you should let him have the...
Henry didn't want to make the opening.
Yeah, oh yeah, he wanted to work. He wanted to bring the service and everything.
Oh, the message too.
The message too, you know. You know, he wanted to work together.
Yeah, I see.
You know, Dave was asking like if he would ask anybody, you know. And finally, Dave Friesen said to a few guys, and he told it to me too, you know, Henry Peters is not a preacher, you know. He's not any more to us than you or anybody, you know. Mm. You know. In a way, it wasn't, you know. He was right in his way, in one way, you know. Mm-hmm. But in other, from this end of it, he wasn't.
Yeah, because you people considered Henry Peters to be a preacher.
To be a preacher, yeah. And Henry Peters started himself too, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's where a lot of things started and wasn't it the way it should be, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I got lots of and then after it was going for quite a while, you know, there was quite a few English people down there at the Crosby Hunter Church. They asked me, they told me, you bought the church from us, we can't even go to a service. English people. They used to attend that church all the time. Mm. Before that, but now it was closed up. He said, no, you bought it, and we can't even get the preacher. He was complaining to me about it.
The English guy?
The English guy.
That was when Friesen's had the meetings there.
Yeah, but yeah, when he had a service, like it was full service on that church.
So yeah, but it was all in German.
Yeah, it was all in German. And I told him, if you want to come to the service, I'm going to make it that we're going to have, English service here. We ask him, oh, when we're going to have it? And I say, okay, we're going to start in the second month. If I can, you know, when would you like to have it? And he say, at least twice a month. And we would come to the service. So, okay, when would you like it, you know? So I arranged with Mr. Friesen, every second week in the month, we would have English at night, you know.
Sunday nights.
Can
you do that right away in the beginning? Or
we do almost in the beginning. Very shortly, you know. Mm-hmm. But they only attended a couple times and then they quit, you know.
And it was an English meeting then?
English meeting, yeah. English service. Uh-huh. And then I had lots of complaints from the other side because it was English. All kinds of them, because they blamed it all on me.
Why did the people quit, the English ones?
In one way, I don't know. You know, the English people, you know, it seems like another. I can't say that. And but anyways, then they came down here and they built a new church, you know. And they carried that English service over, you know.
You know,
For Sunday evenings, you know. And then I wanted Mr. Friesen to stop it, you know.
Because you were getting complaints from them?
Because I was getting so many complaints. It seems like the most of them was complaining to me, you know. So I told Mr. Friesen, he said, why don't you do it when we have a meeting? So I opened this question, I told it in the meeting, you know. And then Mr. Friesen told me, you should have done it a few days before the meeting so we can prepare us for that, you know. So that was a big slapback on me. You know, it was a lot harder on me. You know. So as soon as I spoke about it, you know, I had lots of complaints about the English service. Now, I wasn't against the English service, you know, but the complaints, I just wanted to take my name off of it, you know. That's what I was working
for. Sure.
I didn't care if the service was on, but I wanted to take my name off of it. Mm-hmm. So Mr. Friesen told me, why don't you do it before the meetings? You have to do that, you know, so we can be prepared for that, you know. So the next time I went before the meeting was on, a few days before, and I told him that, you know, at the meeting, while the meeting was going on, I brought it up, you know, like he told me, you bring it up, okay? I brought it up. And then Mr. Friesen spoke about it, if you're going to keep it the same as it was or so, you know. So, but he's, like, Mr. Friesen wanted to keep it like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And he talked a little bit on it, you know. So he had the same people that was, even a week before, what was complaining to me about it, the same people spoke up, we want to keep it the same as it is. You know, and that just felt so funny to me that the same people would be against me, you know, and then still keep it the same as it is. And then I felt just bad, you know. You made it the same and everything. Why should you? I even spoke about it and carried that load all the time. You know? And I told the people this afterwards, you know, that was the same. You know? And the people are still going to church today. You know? Even some of them went to go to Niels Waske now, you know, where it's supposed to be all English, you know. Yeah. What were against the English at that time. You know, it's funny the way things work.
Yeah, no, isn't it? Yeah. So then, okay, now what happened then for you? You continued to go to the EMMC then?
Oh, yes, I continued to go.
You were there about 6 years, you said?
Yeah, about 6 years.
So, about 1972.
Yeah, but there was a little, you know, the reason I started with the Church of God was because...
After 6 years you then went to the Children of God, to the Church of God?
Yeah.
That was about 1970 then, I would guess, eh? 71?
No, it was before that.
See,
I think it was 69. Yeah, it must have been only 4 years with them. Mm-hmm. Well, 69.
Okay. How did that happen?
You know, like my wife wanted to, first I couldn't get her into the church, you know. And as soon as the service was, you know, now I have a good wife, I'm not complaining, but one thing she can't do, she can't say no if anybody asks her something. You know, like if the church asks her to do something, she can't say no. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And she was so tired, you know, like decapitated for Sunday school teacher all the time and all. You know, and
at the UMC church.
Yeah. And I was just, you know, she was just busy with the church things to do. You know. Now, I didn't want to complain to the church or to Mr. Friesen, you know, because I know he wouldn't believe me. So I have wanted to do something to get her away from, not want her to be always to do the most in the church, I would say more or less, you know. Mm-hmm. And, by the looks of it, she isn't nervous, but she is. You know. Mm-hmm. And then, I was thinking what to do, you know, to get away from the things, you know. And not that I had anything personally against the church or anything, you know, or against the people, you know. But I just wanted, you know, so that she wouldn't, because I could see her nerves would go down. And so we went to Kitchener that time, you know. You know, I tried to get her away, and she was, she taught only the one church and one service, and that's it, you know, like the one type, you know. Because she wouldn't go with me either, say, the Breeder Man or anybody, you know.
Just to the MMC?
Then the one, just the one, you know. No, don't go for a visit, nobody, don't listen to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And That's one of the reasons we took it. We finally, I got it there because one of my brothers, you know, the oldest brother, Jake, you know, he went to the Church of God in Kitchener, and we went to visit him sometimes, you know. Mm-hmm. He suggested me, well, if that's too much, come down here, you know. But there, again, you know, and it's the same as my uncle said, you know, we just went from one screen to another, you know. We didn't gain nothing by doing it, you know.
By going to the Goddess Community?
Yeah. And one more thing was, you know, that there was a lot of people who wanted German here in the AMMC, you know. But they were too afraid to speak up or to have it there, you know. Because Mr. Friesen has brought up English, and he was pushing English all the time, you know. Mm-hmm. And then because the German people, the church has a good German school, you know.
The Goddess Gemeinde.
Yeah, the Goddess Gemeinde.
Where they send their kids to school every day?
No, not every day. Just
on
once
Sundays.
A week. Oh, just on Sundays. And like every all the sermons are in High German, you know, mm-hmm. and so on. You know. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think is a nice part in one way.
You like the High German?
The High German is like, I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
Not that I like the AMMC better than I do the Church of God. Mm. God's man, as far as that goes. Mm. Because I find the same problem in there as it is in the most churches, you know. You know, it's not so bad for the people that got a lot of education, you know. Don't bother them. Like one guy from Port Royal told me from the BM church, you know, like he works a lot with this, with AMM, with this church here too, you know.
With the AMMC?
Yeah. And he told me it works this way. When he first come down here from Mexico, you know, the women are so far behind the men, you know, because he never done much business, you know. First when he started, you know, the women are shy, you know. Mm-hmm. Once they're here for quite a while, you know, and they go to the church, the AMC, you know, he say their own women, you know, wives, you know, they thank their husbands because they haven't got no education, they're a lot lower than the guys with the education, you know. Then they go way above their own wives, you say.
And the wives go above the husband?
Not only above, yeah, above the husband and above their own wives. Like the wives that had an education here, you know. You know, then they're a lot on top of it, you know. They wanna be shown a lot more style, you know. Mm. Of course, they're really low, and he said, and then as soon as they go there for a while, he said, they jump up so high, you know.
Oh, yeah, and the husband doesn't, though.
And the husband stays more level, you know. Mm-hmm. And he said, he always can see it now, you know. He said, when he used to come here to the AMMC church, the wives, you know, they were classified themselves as small, you know, and the men would go walk like more straight, you know, or more even. But now he say after a few years it showed so much, their wives are way above our wives in our church, and they look of their husband like they're lords too, you know.